Greetings, folks. I'm Jacob Wysocki, and this is Expo Exposé, a podcast centered around interviewing strangers about the things they adore. Come traverse the great exhibition halls of Southern California with me and my producer, Matt Apodaca. Together, let's be curious.
What up, everyone? Welcome to Expo Exposé, a podcast exploring unique exhibitions and the people who attend them. I'm Jacob Wysocki, and today we are at the Bart Hall Boat Show back in beautiful Pomona, California. The mountains are snow-capped, and they're welcoming us back. Welcome back, boys. Say hello to the mountains, Matt.
Hi, mountains.
Hey, Matt.
Wow.
The Bart Hall Boat Show is celebrating its 75th year anniversary and is focused on the thrill of the outdoors. We're talking tons of boats, but also showcasing fishing, hunting, travel, and outdoor recreation. This expo is spread out between 600,000 square feet of boat backing action, taking place over three different expo halls here at the Pomona Fairplex. It's gonna be big. It's a light Sunday. We're gonna see how the vibes are. Now, normally at the Expo Exposé, you know, I try to approach everything with the sort of unbiased and empathetic curiosity. But I might have a little bit of a difficult time doing it this time because I think I have a pretty big bias against boat owners. And I think the general idea of like owning extra stuff, you know, generally the like vibe and tax bracket of a boat owner kind of rubs me the wrong way. So today we might take a little bit of the piss out. We might be having a bit of a laugh, flirting with mischief, if you will. But we're still going to try and understand what's going on in the world of boats. You know, we don't have to, because I guess if I had to think about like what I do connect with boats, it's like I get that fast stuff is cool. Mm-hmm. And I think I like big, fast stuff.
Yeah.
So at the very least, I will enjoy big, fast things. But I don't really like the people who can own them, I guess. Is what I'm saying. Have I made it clear that I don't like people who own boats? And I know that that's a bad bias. I know people who own boats who are fine people. Mm-hmm. They're a little rich for my taste.
What are your hopes? What are your dreams for the boat show, Jacob?
My hopes and my dreams for the boat show are to kind of understand like what is exciting about owning a boat. Like, to me, it just feels like a little bit of like a flex. It feels like a status symbol. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to try and understand like how it is a hobby akin to like hiking or like, you know, backpacking or something like that, where it's like, it is a tool to enjoy the outdoors.
Yes.
So I'd like to kind of try and get into that a little bit. I'm expecting to see some just like big motors, some big boats, like weird kind of color patterns and like obnoxious stripes and like checkers. And I think all of these boats are probably going to have names. So we'll get to like see some absolutely bad attempts at being comedic or punny. Mm-hmm. With a P, not with an F. I'm honestly expecting it to kind of be like a little sterile. I think the vibe will be kind of sterile and like wives being like, are we really about to buy a boat at a fucking boat show? Mm-hmm. And this guy like knew all month, I'm getting one. I think it might be, I think we're going to lean hard repub at this one.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
We might have like a MAG account.
Oh, we might have like a MAG account.
Yeah, with maybe if we like definitely see it, I'll just be like, add one to the count, and you guys will know what that means. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'll have to do some journalistic blending in, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hey man, I fucking love boats. Tell me about boats, bitch. And then if I
they're gonna buy that.
Well, my sunglasses are camouflage.
That is true.
So maybe hey. Well, it was the best kind of beer on the boat. Hey, man. So I might, you know, sometimes you got to blend in.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we're not diving in. We're hoisting our sails. Ahoy, mateys. Where will the wind take us? So we've done our first lap, our sort of, I like to call it the data lap, where we just kind of take in the data, take in the vibe. General assessment, it's dad city here, and they're all gripping beers. They're not enjoying beers. They're gripping them, and they can't wait to get to the next one. Dad's in circles talking, and a lot of sort of, I'm just going to say board partners.
Yes.
Yeah. Some incredible boats, though. Some real, like, Matt and I have caught ourselves just genuinely checking out, like, some cool-looking boats, you know? So they got us.
Yeah.
They certainly got us.
The thing that I've noticed, too, and I don't know if you agree so far yet.
Okay.
Everybody we've seen so far doesn't seem too rich. You know what I mean?
But I think that's kind of the trick of the boat, right?
That's true, yeah.
It's like this thing you finance. It's this thing that, like, unfortunately has this barrier of entry that kind of continues to put you in this line of debt.
You're like, I got this boat.
Yeah, and you're like, fuck, well, I got to keep working my hard job so I can pay off this boat, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
He wanted to talk. He wanted to talk for sure.
Can I say something?
I got something to say. Yeah, you know, nobody's here walking around. Nobody's here in like a three-piece suit, but I will say there's a uniform.
Yes.
There's a hard uniform, button-up flannel, sort of a box hat, Vans, blue jeans.
I've seen a lot of trucker hats, too.
A lot of trucker hats, a lot of blue jeans. This is America's country. Oh, and if we're just going to quickly check in on that count that we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
A hard two or three.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, there was a straight up gun. There's just a gun booth.
Yeah, an AR-15 clip extender.
Extended clip AR-15 booth. Anyways.
That's the data.
As the bad brains say on.
With the data lab complete, we talked to some folks looking to buy a boat.
Pleasure to meet you. Are you here to peruse at the boat show? Are you here to buy?
Kind of looking very seriously at buying. Yeah.
So what goes into your pre-boat process, pre-boat purchase process?
Whether it meets my qualifications, which there's a lot of things that go into that.
What are some of the major boxes that you're trying to tick off when you purchase a boat? What are you looking for?
I'm looking for, first of all, it has to be able to pull skiers at a high altitude, because I'm looking at a lake that's about 6,000 foot. I want it to fit inside my garage rather than having to store it outside. So I'm looking at, you know, something that fits in that size. Height, length are things I'm looking for.
A lot to keep track of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think you'll find that boat, that perfect Cinderella boat?
I found a couple that are very close. So,
what price range are we looking at?
These ones are running in the ones I'm looking at are 55 up to 80. So it's within that price range.
Very cool. Do you kind of subscribe to the, I feel like a lot of boaters are in the work hard, play hard category. Would you say you fit into that?
I would, yeah. I do.
You work hard for your money, so you're going to play hard for your money.
Yep, definitely.
How you doing, sir? Can I ask you a couple questions about the boat show so far?
Sure.
Let's start by your name.
Eric.
Pleasure to meet you, Eric. How are you feeling at the boat show today?
Feeling great.
Are you here to buy? Are you here to peruse?
Peruse.
Are you a boat owner?
Yes.
You're eyeing a beautiful boat here. When you're looking at a boat, what are some of the qualifications that you need to be like, this is a good one?
It's got to be, I mean, I'm more into wake boats. So when it comes to wake boats, not too flashy, but gets the job done.
So you're looking for efficiency?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, storage, obviously. Got to have a good size cooler. And it's got to make a good wake.
Are you here just perusing? Are you here with the intention to buy?
No, definitely just cruising around, looking at everything.
It's an easy breezy, exciting day.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to update everybody on the count that we talked about in the car. Don't want to be too obvious. We are amongst them, but we've just added two. We got a Let's Go Brandon shirt, and we got a I Smell Hippies shirt. Lively crowd, fun stuff. Are you here to buy? Are you here to peruse?
Just looking. I have a boat, but looking to upgrade. You know, you never know.
What boat do you got right now on you?
I got a Caliber 1.
Is that like a pontoon style? Talk a little bit about the style.
It's open bow.
Great. Do you know what you're looking for, or are you just waiting for something to speak out to you?
Something to speak out to me with an outboard engine, yeah.
Do you currently have a boat?
I do not at this time.
So this will be a first-time boat purchase, or have you owned boats in the past?
I've owned boats in the past with somebody, you know, so we've bought them together, and I'm looking for a boat by myself.
What do you love about the sport of boating?
It's just so relaxing. You get out there, and it doesn't matter what kind of day you've had. Once you get on the water, it's the most relaxing thing ever.
After getting done talking to some people looking to buy a boat, we thought the next logical thing to do was to talk to somebody who sold boats.
Tell us your name and the name of the company you're here with.
James with Eliminator Boats.
Nice to meet you, James. So you here, you're some good boats. Do you consider yourself a salesman? You get like, what is your position in the company?
I'm actually what they call a rigger. So it comes to me completely empty, and then I put everything together.
Like from top to bottom, you're doing like,
top to bottom, from the windshield to, you know, cutting all the holes on the dash, the speaker, all the wiring, so all that, yeah.
Do you own your own boat?
I do not, actually.
Is that something that you're working towards or that you wish you had?
Yeah, definitely. I'm in the market, or hopefully, to get a 25 over there. So
25 footers, but just so people understand.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you feel like most boat people, are they looking for, like, are they looking for speed? Are they looking for comfort? Or is it too hard to narrow down?
I think it's 50-50. You know, I think it's all with, you know, what you're, you know, planning on doing. You know, if you have a family and you want to go, you know, like a deck boat option, or, you know, maybe it's just you and the wife and, you know, you want to go to breakfast, shoot down to the springs from Havasu, and you can do something big power and, you know, run some big numbers. So, yeah, I think it's 50-50.
Do you think boats, like, sell themselves?
Most definitely. I think so. And especially with, you know, a name that's been around for a while, you know, we're fortunate to have a really big following.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think with Eliminator, for sure, they pretty much sell themselves. Yeah.
And it feels like boat owners kind of like really know the specifications of what they're looking for. It's like, it's not like, it feels different than car shopping where you're like, I want something that kind of does this. It's like people are like, I need this size, this motor. Are most consumers like very specific like that?
Yeah, I'd say 90% are, but there are still that 10% that are, you know, maybe it is their first boat, you know, so they do have a lot of questions, and we, Eliminator, will direct them in, like, the proper power package for your very first boat. You know, if you've never been in a boat, drove a boat, you don't want to do something like this with 1,400 horsepower that does 130 miles an hour, so.
After getting educated, we decided we needed some hands-on experience. Let's set sail.
We're going to fucking step into a boat. We're going to see what it feels like to get on one of these boats. Oh, you know how I immediately feel? And this is going to be hard to admit. I'm like, when can we get this on the fucking water? Because here, I'm going to sit in the captain's seat. Uh-oh. I'm loving life. Meep, meep. Oh. Yeah. I can feel it. I can sense it. We're sitting in a beautiful Avalon right now, pontoon. Take a seat in the driver's. Just fucking be a captain for a second, Matt. Is that like not as comfortable as like a at-home recliner?
This is fantastic.
Wow.
It's magnificent.
We're being converted. All right, we're going to sit in another boat. We're just going to talk about it. This one is not as fancy, I would say, just aesthetically.
Yeah, it's a little more. Though. Bigger motor. Just a little, you know, what would you call this? It's a little drab. It's not as flashy, right?
Mm-hmm. More utilitarian, perhaps.
Yeah.
How's it feel being in the seat?
I mean,
better or worse?
Always feels good to be the king.
Sheesh. We're about to board the Excalibur. It's a luxury pontoon boat. It's the most expensive boat that they have. It's long. It's a big boy. That'll float. The sink back here. The speakers, the blasters. I'm going to take a seat. This has Garmin. Whoa. Legroom's an issue with boats.
Yeah.
Whoa. This is like a nice, this is a nice chair. Take a seat, my man.
Oh. Yeah.
Even the side seats are pretty luxurious.
This is, and this has been a problem at some of these expos. At the end of every single time we've done one of these, Waisaki and I sit down one time and we go, oh, I don't think we'll be doing that today because we're getting a lot of seats.
We have been hitting a lot of seats. What are you staring at?
I wasn't sure if that was Dorothy.
Are you staring
or not.
At the old lady?
I wasn't sure if it was Dorothy.
It's not.
It's not.
We've been looking for Dorothy. Can't find her.
Yeah.
Such
she said that she sort of said this was her haul and then
it never
disappeared.
Been back. Never been back. Yeah.
We love you, Dorothy. If you hear this, we love you.
R.I.P. if not.
R.I.P.
Now that we've had our hands on some boats, we decided we need to learn more from the people attending the boat show.
How does it feel to be a captain?
Pretty good. I only have my six-pack license, but yeah, pretty good.
Do you like the responsibility that comes with being a captain?
Yeah, six-pack, you're only responsible for five other people, so you're good.
What do you think it means to be a captain?
What does it mean to be a captain? Full responsibility and better have a good job.
You mean outside of being a captain, you better have a good job?
Oh, absolutely. Captain of your boat. That's everyone. Whoever owns a boat is the captain, so.
Oh, so you? I understand what you mean. Totally.
You mean captain of a big boat?
I just think in general. I think that's the beauty of being a captain. You can be a big captain. You can be a small captain. You just got to have a boat.
I believe every boat owner is a captain.
Beautiful. What's it mean to be a captain to you?
A captain? I don't see myself as a captain. I'm the driver.
Is it a responsibility thing or is it like an ego thing that you're trying to avoid, the captain title?
I think maybe an ego thing. Yeah, I don't see a need to have that kind of ego.
What does it mean to be a captain to you?
Safety, number one. I mean, you're responsible for everybody on that boat, so you do something stupid, that's on you.
Do you think there's a different mentality when it comes to like a casual boating captain versus like a wakeboarding captain? Different responsibilities?
No. Everybody's got the same responsibility. It's just like driving a car. Everybody's got the same responsibility no matter the size of the vehicle on the road. Same thing on the boat.
How do you feel when you're the captain?
Driving a boat? All right. I don't know. I feel
cool.
Cool, yeah.
You feel cool?
Yeah.
Is it because you're in charge?
Oh, yeah, in control, yeah.
To you, what does it, like, mean to be a captain?
There's a lot of responsibility, you know, especially if you got a lot of people on the boat. You know, and these boats are running very high speeds. There's not a boat that Eliminator makes that doesn't pretty much do 100 miles an hour. So it's responsibility, I would say, is big time, yeah.
How does it feel to you to be a captain?
To be a captain? Feels good. I live in Canyon Lake, so.
So you're on a boat often?
Yeah, every day, you know, all the time.
How do you feel when you, like, go a certain amount of time without being on the boat? Do you notice a difference in your mental health?
Yeah, you're much happier on the boat, out in the sun, rocking the stereo, having a good time.
What does it mean to you to be a captain?
Oh, it's like everything, man. But honestly, I'm feeling more at ease handing over to my adult kids so I can just sit over in the passenger seat and chill out. So the older I get, the more I enjoy them captaining me around so I can just hang out.
My dad's the same way when I, like, drive the car. He's like, it's nice that you're finally driving. You can kick back and relax and check out the view.
Exactly, man. And Bolden's the exact same way. So, but now let me back up. Me and my wife will go to have a suggest by ourselves. And I feel the same way with her. Hey, babe, take over. I'm just going to sit on the side, smoke my cigar, and you just do your thing.
What does it mean to be a captain to you?
Ah, gosh, to be a captain in charge. It's yours, right? You're responsible. So if you're referring to being the captain on a boat, you got to be a responsible captain and take control of the people that are on your vessel and be responsible.
It wasn't all fun and games at the boat show. A lot of these attendees made us feel like walking the plank.
I'm getting the most amount of rejection out of any of these expos. Nobody's down. Why don't you start by telling us your name?
I don't want to go on the record.
That's totally fine. That's totally acceptable.
Questions today?
Okay, you have a good one.
No, I already went.
Can we ask you a few questions, ma'am?
No, I don't do that. Yeah, oh, no. I don't want to be on camera.
It's not camera. It's not. No cameras. No cameras.
I'm dying. They're killing me here. My heart, my soul, my... The hardest part about this is breaking the barrier of entry based on socialized conditioning where it's like you don't fuck with somebody's bubble. Mm-hmm. And I go in and I try and pop it, and then they're like, my bubble's strong. And then I just have to be like, okay, goodbye. Guys, I'm heartbroken. We just had a slam dunk conversation with this lady who is absolutely tired of her husband buying boats and buying new boats and bigger boats and faster boats. She refused to be on mic. But as soon as we just were like, tell us why it sucks, she opened right up. She just didn't want it on record.
Oh, I wish you could have heard it.
It was great. She was, yeah, she was fantastic.
Throwing the hammer.
Sheesh.
One interesting thing that we've sort of noticed, especially at the boat show, it's happened very lightly at the other ones, but a lot of people think we have a camera. They just assume because there's a microphone.
Yes.
That there's a camera. And they think that the recorder Matt's holding is the camera.
Yeah. So they'll be looking like right at me for most of the time they're talking to Jacob. And it's very, very funny.
They're trying their best.
Yeah. Everyone's doing great.
I also want to add the likelihood of me finding my wife here is astronomically low. The only reason, I don't want to be too generalist here, but the only reason women are here are to like police their husbands for making a catastrophically expensive purchase that will change how they live in their home.
Yes, we did see
so many pregnant women.
We've seen so many pregnant women sort of like rubbing their bellies. We think to be like, hey, just remember.
Remember what's really important.
Yeah. And God bless them. I hope it works.
God bless them. I mean, I find my wife here. But some of the guys that we talked to sounded like their wives might not be too happy with them at the end of this boat show. Start off by telling us your name and if you're digging the vibe at the boat show so far.
My name is Glenn, and this is all kinds of vibes right now, man.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Glenn.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Are you perusing? Are you here to buy? What's your plan?
I already own a boat, so I'm working my way to my boat maker eliminator.
We just talked to those guys. They're cool guys.
So we're here to look at what's what. Am I gonna upgrade? Am I gonna make the wife pissed off? What's gonna happen today?
Can you talk a little bit about like your wife's reaction if you were to buy a boat? Do you think there would be some actual animosity?
Well, my son's with me. He literally just said, just do it. She'll be mad for a week and she'll get over it.
Well, and then as soon as you're out on the boat, you're having a good time, right?
Right. Yeah, she loves boating just as much as I do. And she would get over it.
Where are you doing a majority of your boating these days?
Lake Havasu.
You live out there?
No, I live in Marietta.
How often are you on the water?
During the summertime, I'm literally on the water at least twice a week because I live in Marietta. Mm-hmm. I'll get off work about 3 o'clock, and I'll just go drop it in Elsinore. I'll just go drop it in Lake Paris, put her around, smoke a cigar, and come on back to the house. And then on the weekend, at least every other month, I'm sitting in Havasu.
What attracts you to boating? Is it the communing with the nature? Is it the like sort of just time away from work? Like what's the most attractive part of it's a big investment. Yeah, what are you getting out of it?
It's a very, 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 very expensive sport. Two things. Number one, we grew up, my father was a boater, so we've been around boats ever since we can remember. And number two, it's the ultimate getaway. It's the most relaxing, kickback, chill type of thing you can do, man. There's no other feeling. And I do a lot of sporting, but the only sport that I could just really just relax with my feet up is boating. It's like getting in that cove, just you and your woman by yourself. And man, hey, I
keep coming back.
I will be boating for the entirety of my life, period.
What brought you out to the boat show today?
I'm coming looking for a boat that's family-oriented, so I came out to the boat show just mainly looking for something that I can use for the.
You're looking to buy.
Yes.
How about you, sir?
I'm just looking. I'm just following him.
Now, is there anybody maybe back at home that's saying don't buy a boat today?
My wife.
What? Can you talk a little bit about that conversation?
She said,
"No." Is it a tale as old as time?
Yes, it is. We're leaving at that.
I guarantee your wife is never going to hear this. I promise you. I promise you, sir.
I think you guys pulled my leg, but I don't want her to hear.
No. We're this is all real. This
she
is all
didn't
very
send
serious.
Us. Yeah.
No. How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing?
You want to answer a couple questions about your experience at the boat show today?
Oh yeah, let's go.
Let's do it.
I'm gonna give a shout out to Cobra Boats.
Oh, I would love for you to do that, man.
There we go.
We'll start with your name and then shout out your company.
All right. My name's Ken Pollock, and what else did you want to know?
The company that you're with.
Well, I'm not. Well,
the company you'd like to shout out.
Yeah, Cobra Boats. I'm not with them, but I'm gonna tell you it's an amazing product, amazing company. The owner Jeff's a great guy, but what else can I say?
Do you own a Cobra boat?
No. No, I don't own a boat anymore today. That's why we're here today.
Okay.
So you're in the market.
I am, but I think being an older guy, I'm looking more into the pontoon boats.
something that you can kind of have a leisurely stay in.
Yeah. Well, I got grandkids, and the pontoon boat fits be a little bit better.
So the Speed Demon days are behind you.
No, they're never behind you. Come on. No, they're always there.
Yeah.
But as you get older, you just got to slow down.
How do you feel when you're on the water?
Oh, gosh. Kind of just like I have no worries, right? It's just like free. When you're floating on Lake Havasu or going through the gorge or you're on Parker River, it's an experience that if you've never experienced it, you need to rent a boat at least and go out and just explore what's out there, because it's an adventure that you'll never forget.
What do you have to say? Has there ever been any strife with the wife when it comes to a boat purchase?
No, we're kind of in sync. We both agree with the same kind of stuff, and no, that's never been an issue.
Lovely. As we were cruising the halls, we ran into this guy again.
Wait, we haven't finalized our deal.
He said he's ready.
Yeah.
Are you doing another interview?
No.
I decided to get an inside scoop with the salesman that was trying to sell this intense guy a boat.
Well, is this the most expensive boat you guys have on the floor?
Yeah.
Yeah? Would you want to answer like two or three questions?
Okay. First, tell us your name and then shout out your company.
Yeah, my name's Jeff Bone. Company is Cobra Performance Boats.
Nice to meet you. I'm Jacob. Do you feel like boats are hard to sell?
Depends who you're selling them to, I guess. But right about now, they're getting a little tougher to sell compared to last year, the year before. But we're still selling boats. It's not a problem.
What do you think it takes to kind of push that apprehensive person into shaking the hand?
Just the boat itself, what boat they're looking at, and you look at one of these here, and sometimes it doesn't take much to shake that hand. So if they're out looking for a boat, you know, it's a lot to do with the looks of the boat. So I think we got that down.
What's the most expensive boat that you guys have here out here on the floor?
That'd be the brand new outboard we have here, twin outboards with 450s on it. The way it's set up with the Alcantara upholstery, it's capped all the way around. It doesn't have any trim on it. And this one runs about 380 as it sits.
So what would its primary use be? Are you towing on this? Is it just to go fast and have fun? And
pretty much go fast, have fun, look good.
Do you feel like the need for speed kind of gets insatiable in the boating world?
Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to go faster, wants to have that bigger motor and, you know, look cool.
Do you think you're going to sell a boat to this guy?
There's a very good chance, yeah.
Is there like a twinkle in the eye that you see where you're like, this is going to be easier?
Yeah, well, a couple more beers and I think he's in.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Last question. If you could sail or boat anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Sail or boat? Oh, God, I don't know.
Do you have a favorite place to take the boat out?
Most of these boats end up in Havasu, so pretty much where I would end up most likely. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't mind hauling one out to Florida.
Checking out the Keys.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for your time, man. Yeah. I hope you fucking bag this sale, dude.
Yeah. Thank you.
That guy that we just talked, that guy's very seriously considering spending $380,000 on a boat today, walking out of here with a boat today. And I can't put myself in those shoes.
No, and I hate to be this guy, but it feels like it's worth mentioning. He's possibly the drunkest guy here that we've seen.
Yeah, he's gripping beers like everybody else.
Yeah, but he's gripping them.
He's like one of those white dudes who has white hair and like his face is so red that you can see his red scalp through the white hair.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
But he also surprised us by saying he was a grandfather. I thought he looked a little young.
He's right in the middle there. He's just, I think he's like one of those like jacked dudes. Mm-hmm. Like jacked older dudes.
Yeah. He was cool, though. We liked him.
Good for the show. Really good show. Just got to add another tally. Oh. Just saw a hat that had a gun on, and it said, come and take it.
Jesus.
It was an assault rifle, naturally.
Cool.
What are we at, six? It's pretty low.
I think we can put that at seven.
We can put that at seven. That's double up. Still about an hour and a half left, and it is thin, thin, thin. Fun is over. Boats that have not been sold will not be sold because this is the last day. But I think everybody's like at home taking their beer nap.
for sure.
They just completely wiped out. We'll try and get a couple more as we leave, but I'm feeling pretty discouraged, guys. It's been hard. My job's hard. The day was long and I was facing a lot of adversity from the crowd. There was only one last thing to do. It's time to go banshee mode. What do you have to say about the old idiom?
The what?
The old idiom of the best day in a boat owner's life, the day he buys it and the day he sells it.
I believe that's changed since we've got fuel injection and technology has changed. So not as much as it was that one time.
What do you think that phrase is rooted in?
Old school boating, baby. Hot rod power boating.
And is it just that like those boats wore out?
No, you go hard, play hard, and you went home really slow.
What do you think about the old idiom? A person who buys a boat has two best days in their life: the day they buy it and the day they sell it.
It's for people that don't make any money.
What do you mean?
It's always fun if you it costs money to have fun. That's all there is to it. And you're going to get a better boat in a few years, and keep going upgrading every year.
How old were you when you bought your first boat?
Probably like 22.
And how did that feel?
Good. Bought the old jet boats.
Can I ask what you do?
Trucking.
Okay. Trucking, so you're working hard for your, yeah, to yeah. play hard.
Yeah. I own a trucking company, yes.
You don't agree with like the idiom of there's two best days in a boat owner's life, the day he buys it and the day he sells it?
No, I don't. No. Every day you could get out on it, no matter if you take it to the nearest lake that you wouldn't normally want to take it to, or you take it out for a ride to Catalina, it's amazing.
If you could sail anywhere, where would it go? Where would you go?
I'd probably just go to Barbados. I'd go to Barbados.
Kick back, relax.
Yeah, that's on my bucket list.
Hey, good luck finding your boat. I hope it's good one. Thanks. Thank you for your time.
All right, you guys.
Cheers. Thank you. Do you see boats as like a hobby or status symbol?
It's a hobby. Yeah, purely
what would you
hobby.
Say, what would you say to people that like boats is about like keeping up with the Joneses or sort of like...
There's a little bit of that, but I'm not really into keeping up with the Joneses. I want something that meets my requirements.
Do you feel like you have more fun in a boat or a car?
I probably have more fun in a boat.
That's awesome, man. What do you think about people that say like boating is just a status symbol? It's just about like flaunting your cash.
Or a hole in the water, to put your money in. If you take good care of it, you won't have that problem. If you know what you're doing and you're familiar with your boat, you won't have that problem.
Do you think boating is more of a hobby or a status symbol?
I think to some people it's a status symbol, but to hopefully most of the people, it's just a hobby because, you get these dudes out here in these huge, expensive, go-fast boats, and yeah, definitely you can tell they hold their nose a little higher than others, but it's just like seeing somebody in a Lamborghini or a Ferrari driving through Hollywood. Like, you got this nice car, but it ain't built for that city. It's built for the track.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
What do you think about people that think like boating is like for the rich or it's more of a status symbol than a hobby?
Well, I think you have to be exposed to things, right? So we did not grow up with a lot of money at all. We grew up in South Central LA. My father had a boat and he just exposed us to boating. And as me and my brother, have two of my brothers here with me, and they both have boats as well. So as we got exposed to it, we just felt like this is something we want to do. Our first boat, actually, we all went in together and bought the boat together.
So it was a big family affair.
It's a big family affair. And then as we started making more money, and as our credit got better, we were able to get our own. And now the three of us, we've been having...
Boat's not a cash game.
And look, boat stamps will break out another 1,000.
That's going in the show. What would you say to people who think that boating's just like a status symbol, it's a way to flaunt money versus it being a legitimate hobby?
I would tell they don't know nothing about the recreation part of it, sports of it. So, no, it's nothing.
Yeah, like he said, they don't know anything about boating. No. Boating is just something that you just get into and you just want to get out there and just relax and cruise and, it's just rest and relaxation.
Rest and relaxation.
If they don't like boating, it's because you've never really boated. Yeah. You've never been out there. You just don't know.
You haven't been bit by the bug.
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, I hate to tell you, I'm your wife in disguise. I'm gonna unzip myself right here. Here she is.
He didn't say anything.
Thanks for the energy, gentlemen. All right, we appreciate you. What do you think about people that say boating's just like a status symbol as opposed to a hobby?
There's a little bit of truth to both sides of that, right? I mean, obviously the rich and famous are driving the Cobra boats, right? $300,000+ boats. Mm-hmm. And then you got people that are buying the cheaper, smaller boats, which when you have a family, I wouldn't call it a hobby. I call it like an adventure, something like that, right? I mean, it's fun for everybody. You don't have to be the rich and the famous to own a new boat today.
Pomonok never ceases to amaze me with its potentiality. We walked outside and an undiverse group of young lads is just playing some good-ass tunes. I'm feeling it. Let's cut the podcast here and just vibe out.
No
fourth up.
After a day of ups and downs, it was time to unpack it all in the car.
Chew! That's a wrap. That's a wrap on the Boat Expo. The Bart Hall Boat Expo.
Where do you start?
I'm leaving this. This is the most frustrated I've been. I'm leaving it being like, dang, like, it wasn't that interesting. Like, my initial kind of like shot call of these people is not that wrong, but they were like friendly and nice and like hardworking people that sort of proved me wrong in a way that I'm willing to admit.
Yeah.
There's definitely some like something that I just didn't expect was like people who really do work hard to play hard, and that feels legitimate. And I think requires a bit of an apology on my part, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But there were some like straight up rich fuckers that I was like, no thanks. Spoiler alert, the dude who's going to buy the $380,000 boat, a fucking cop.
We hate to see
it. A retired cop. Fuck you, man.
And I feel like a lot of people were saying the same thing where they were like, oh, you know, like, it's actually not like a classist hobby or whatever. Some boats cost $1 million and some only cost $30,000. That's still a lot of money to do something fun, dude.
But you know what that also kind of reminds me of is people being like, not all Christians are bad.
Nah, yes.
It's that sort of like, because everybody had such a similar answer, I feel like it's like this protective design, mm-hmm, where it's like, well, we're actually not that bad, but it is like, no, you're still spending $30,000 plus a trailer, plus gas, plus a rental fee, plus a house, like, or you have the space to have an extra room. Like, you're still participating in a little bit of excess. That kind of like proves my original point.
Yes.
But I'll admit that there was some shades that were pleasant to see. Talk a little bit about the food. We did have a meal here, as we do at every expo expose. calling it a meal is accurate. It's a meal.
We sat down. We had a chat.
Yeah, we had a chat. Not about the pod. Just about life.
Just about hanging.
Today, we did not eat at the hot dog on the steak. We did not eat at the Pinks inside expo hall number 4. We went to a snack shack on the outside. And we both got the same thing.
Yes.
We hit the double cheeseburger.
And it was pretty good.
Yeah. I think we said that it was the second best thing we've eaten at all of the expos.
Yes, by far.
I think I gave it a... What did I give it?
I think you gave it a 7.3.
A 7.3. It's a very solid burger. It's a burger that I could eat. If I had to eat that burger every day...
It'd be fine.
You'd be okay. You'd be fine.
You've had a lot worse burgers. It was like a very middle of the road. You know what? Middle of the road's unkind. It was like pretty good.
It was proficient.
Yes.
It was a burger. It had cheese.
It was sufficient, even.
Whoa. Whoa. Price point, $15 for a double cheeseburger. You're trapped. You're still trapped. You're trapped in the expo halls.
What do you think, 11? If that's $11,
is that was like... $11, I'd be pretty stoked.
Yeah.
If it was $8.50, it'd be correct. That was an $8 burger, you know?
You know what was $11? Making it a combo.
This is crazy to me. I've never heard of such a crazy... Why not just take the hit and round it to 10?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because people will do it. When you hit me with an 11, I'm out.
Because I'm like, okay, 5 for the fries, 5 for the drink, whatever.
That's not a good split. That's not an even split.
It's not an even split, but...
I mean, what I'm saying is 11 is not an even split.
Oh, no, yeah, yeah, no, no, no.
You're just like, what's the math here? It's $6 for fries? The fries were $10, to be fair. So I guess you are technically getting a deal, but it's not a deal. It's not a deal.
Well, because the sodas cost them nothing.
Nothing. It
costs
free.
Nothing to
soda's
them.
Free.
Yeah.
You actually get paid to kill people. They're like, yeah, kill them. Kill them with this. It's tough to, all the other ones I left excited, and I was like, what a fun day. And mm-hmm. today was discouraging because the people were tough to deal with, but the boats were cool.
Yes.
But the boats being cool weren't enough to overshine or overshadow the fact that the people were kind of weird.
Right. It would have been one thing if we were on the water and mm-hmm. we saw some of these boats ripping. Then you can sort of put that away, right? Like, at least I saw some boats do some laps or whatever.
Yeah.
But no, they were all parked.
Apparently, the Long Beach one's the one to be at.
Apparently, that's what the guy said.
We got talked by like this boss man. We got approached by this boss man that was like, what's your deal? Do you have a card? And I thought he was going to kind of shut us down, throw the hammer. Mm-hmm. Wasn't the case at all. He just wanted fucking free promo.
Yeah. He gave us his card and was like, come to the boat one and
I'll get you guys boated. Whatever, man.
Yeah. Nice try. It was such a bummer kind of to just walk around and see my boy Jacob get rejected time and time again. Not a lot of diversity at this expo. I will say this is by far the whitest place we've been.
A lot of white dudes.
Yeah.
And don't know if this will go in, but I'm very curious about what the common thread is that most women did not want to talk to us.
Yeah.
I tried really hard to be polite and like talk to women, and truly almost every single one was like, no, thanks.
Yes.
What's that about?
Or they would defer to the like male at the...
Yes. Why don't you go talk to him? He knows what's going on.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's... Hey, I'm not going to make an opinion on that.
No, that's for you to decide at home.
Chew on that, audience. Chew on that. Make your own opinions.
We got to say goodbye to the mountains.
Oh! Goodbye, mountains.
Goodbye, Jacob. Goodbye, Matt. I'll miss you.
Wow.
We'll miss you too, mountains.
Do you think you'll come back soon?
I don't know. I guess it's up to the network.
Okay.
Wow, the mountain understands.
Yeah, he gets it. He understands how showbiz works. Hey, mountain.
Yes?
Why do you sound like that 90s commercial about learning French?
C'est du sang français.
Muzzy?
Muzzy.
Finishing off back in the studio once again, folks. I have had a little bit of time to digest after the boat show. Shit sucked. Shit sucked. I don't have a lot of nice things to say. Normally I, you know, go like, go out there, be fun, and I give you a little bit of pizzazz. Nope. Go out into the real world and enjoy a boat. Don't hang around a bunch of boat assholes in a boat building. And tune in next week, where I'll be attending the Tattoo and Body Art Expo.
This one's a little naughty.
Expo Exposé was produced by me, Jacob Wysocki, Matt Apodaca, and Earwolf. Engineering by Alex Gonzalez, and additional support from Jared O'Connell. Thanks for being curious with me.